Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Charles Bradsky, Transportation Projects Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, NERPC. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl.
So, Charles, give our listeners a quick reminder of what NERPC is and what NERPC does.
Well, NERPC is a regional council of governments serving Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties in Northwest Indiana. Also, NERPC is Northwest Indiana's metropolitan planning organization. So, as such, we have six directives in our mission. One, we act as a designated recipient for certain transportation funding from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Number two, we also contribute to development of a common vision pertaining to Northwest Indiana's future. Number three, we provide a common voice for Northwest Indiana's communications with the state and federal government. As a council of governments, we provide a forum for which elected officials and other decision makers can develop and implement solutions to regional problems. And we help create opportunities for partnerships between public and private sectors. And lastly, we strive to generate meaningful dialogue and cooperation on issues of common concern for Northwest Indiana residents.
Well, again, I know NERPC just covers, as you just mentioned, a number of associated things for our region, for our area here. And so I know you're also working on the next notice of funding available for federal funds for our local communities. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that program?
Sure. As I mentioned, NERPC acts as a designated recipient for certain federal funding, highway funding. So every 2 years, we hold a notice of funding available, or NOFA. It's also a call for projects, if you will. Local communities and counties can submit projects for federal funding for surface infrastructure projects, as well as transit. So projects such as multi-use trails, intersection improvements, road reconstruction, and transit buses. That's just a short sample of all the categories. The project types includes over 80 different types.
And again, I think what you do see is you see a large diversity of those 80 types of applications as they do become available through our communities and governmental agencies, correct?
Yes.
So when does this next round of funding open, Charles, and for these applications, and what will the process entail?
Well, the next round of funding is open from September 11th to October 21st of this year. We'll have a workshop on September 29th where local municipalities, government officials can come and ask questions in a public setting. But we also encourage everyone to schedule a meeting with NERPC team members anytime before October 16th. For specific questions or to go through their application. What we really want is to help everyone put together the best application possible. And then after October 21st, when it closes, we'll review the applications to make sure that they're complete and they have everything. And then we'll give these to the respective topical committees for their review and to the recommendations back to NERPC. Our topical committees are made up of subject matter experts as well as local officials. And then in February of next year, NERPC's Technical Planning Committee will review and award the projects.
I see. So what are some of the examples of some of these recent, most successful projects funded by this program, Charles?
Sure, Carl. There are several examples. Let's see. There's Chicago Street in Hammond, any of the multi-use trails in the region, really. Mm-hmm. 109th Avenue in Crown Point, Willow Creek Road and Central Avenue reconstructions in Portage, the roundabout at LaPorte Avenue in Philhavy and Valparaiso. So these are just some examples of the many projects that this program helps fund. We've also helped fund many diesel to LPG conversions for municipal vehicles. Those projects help replace the older heavily polluting trucks with newer, cleaner trucks, therefore helping keep the air cleaner in Northwest Indiana, as well as saving money for the local community.
Yes, and all these projects are, very, very useful to our region and help with air quality. But so, why would you what will you say to the average citizen? Why should they care about this, Charles? And what does it mean for them as taxpayers?
Well, what it means is that we help your town, your city, or your county fund local projects that make Northwest Indiana more livable, more inviting, easier to get around, and more importantly, safer. These projects are, we want to make Northwest Indiana more livable and invite people to come visit and stay.
Absolutely. And, as you said, the quality of life improvements. And again, I know we've been involved with NERPC on a variety of some of these project improvements. And we look forward to, having quite a few new types of applications going in from our different governmental entities. So how can our listeners learn more about NERPC and about this specific program, Charles?
Well, the NERPC website is probably a great resource and probably the best for the details about what NERPC does, how it does it, and more importantly, why we do what we do. In September, the website will also have all the applications posted and more information about the notice of funding available, or the NOFA, as we call it. Listeners can send me an email to NERPC.org, and it'll come to me. But as I mentioned, the website is probably the best way to find out what's happening at NERPC or what NERPC, more information about NERPC.
Yes, and a lot of great information on your website. A lot of great projects that are moving in and around Northwest Indiana. And again, I think, people tend to not realize how much NERPC is involved with our daily commutes to and from work and our transportation in and around the region. So, Charles, keep up the great work. Any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program?
NERPC is all about improving the quality of life, and that includes the air quality in Northwest Indiana. We've been a great partner with Joshua Clean Cities, and we look forward to working with you and your team in the future. We love the interaction we get.
Well, we love working with you, and again, NERPC is a sponsor of the Green Fleet Radio, so and thank you for that, Charles, and the rest of the NERPC team. So that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Charles Bratsky, Transportation Projects Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.